Networking and marketing made simple is for you. The business owner that has a product, service, or a message that you truly believe in. Each week, we'll take a behind-the-scenes look at real-world networking and marketing tactics, leveraging LinkedIn to get what you have in front of many more people. Thanks for spending time with me, and let's get started. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Networking and Marketing Made Simple and the Entrepreneur Rescue Mission. I am here with my beautiful and stretching wife. She's been, I guess.
If you're watching us on video.
You're watching on YouTube. She just gave a big, big stretch. I guess she's, and now a yawn. Am I boring you already? Jeez, here we go. Anyway, we've been doing a little micro series on the importance of LinkedIn. The first episode we did on your LinkedIn profile, the second episode we did on the importance of building the right kind of network. And this third episode, we're going to be talking about the changes of messaging in regards to what actually does and does not work on LinkedIn, because this has been a hot topic. There's been a lot of misinformation out there about some of the strategies that people are deploying that really they say work. But I think anyone that spent any time on LinkedIn, they can see that it's not. And before we get into all that, just a reminder, coming up January 22nd to the 26th, Nancy and I are going to be doing our first free workshop of the year. It's the Amateur to Expert 5-Day LinkedIn Workshop. We're going to be teaching you about everything there is to need to know if you're a business coach, consultant, service-based business professional, online business owner. We're going to be teaching you all the keys of how to be successful monetizing your efforts on LinkedIn, completely free, 1 to 2 p.m. EST, live and recorded. The link to sign up is in the description of this episode, so we do hope to see you there. So, Nancy, the art of messaging on LinkedIn has gotten a little crazy, a little haywire. So, what would you say the biggest changes that you have seen of what doesn't work on LinkedIn as far as messaging? I would say comparatively speaking to what people are saying, oh yes, it still does work. What do you like? Just be open and honest with the listeners or the watchers. What doesn't work anymore?
I think it's never worked. But those messages that you get, and it's this drunkalog long ass post, right? You know, of just nonsense. You know, I've received ones from people, for example, where I click on it and I'm like, oh, who's this? And it's this long drunk log all about themselves. It's like, oh, I'm this. Who cares? Okay. That's one. The other one that pops to mind is just those super spammy, like automated messages. That are like, hey, you know, I can help you generate, you know, 100 leads in under 2 days or whatever. Immediately, it's like, no, just no. So those are two that pop to mind immediately.
Yeah, you know, the 18 paragraph long drunkalog verbal vomit messages have never worked. There's been more restrictions put around LinkedIn. So here's what I will say. What doesn't work anymore, and people can argue with me up, down, left, right, I just know. The art of making a new connection and then sending a message to that new connection, you know, to jump on a call, this, that, or the other, it's starting to work less and less because the nurturing aspect of a new connection is taking a little bit longer. So someone is going to be more willing to get on a call with you as a new connection if there's been some nurturing. And instead of messaging that person and asking for a call, it's sometimes almost to your benefit to not offer a call. Meaning if Nancy was maybe an ideal client of mine or a power partner, instead of me saying, you know, hey, Nancy, you know, great to be connected. You know, let's hop on a call to learn how we can support each other anytime good for you this or next week. Instead of asking for that, maybe just let them know that you're here if they need anything. You know, Nancy, it's great to be connected to you. I noticed that you're in XY industry. This is what I do. If I could be of any help, service, or assistance in any way, don't hesitate to reach out, and great to be connected to you. People appreciate that. For number one, you're not just openly asking for an opportunity to get on a call and you're not pitching or selling. So then it brings up the question of like, well, Scott, how am I supposed to book calls? How am I supposed to book sales calls? Well, there's other ways that you should be messaging people. You know, the first is using the push notification messages to engage and nurture, meaning the happy birthday messages, the congrats on your work anniversary, a change of a job position, a promotion. All of those things should be used every single day, because if someone responds back to one of those, now the door of conversation is open, where you can say, you are so welcome. I know we really haven't connected offline before. Would you be open to hopping on a Zoom to learn about how we can support each other? That's more appropriate now. Also, sending gratitude messages to people that support you. So if you see the same people, you know, commenting and liking and loving what you're doing, send them a gratitude message. Nancy, thanks so much for supporting my content as always. I appreciate you and your connection so much. If I could ever be of service or assistance, don't hesitate to reach out. And Nancy may write back, you know, you're so welcome. I love your content. Now, again, the door of conversation is open, where you can then ask for a call. The other thing is having a newsletter on LinkedIn is so important, because every new connection, and this is what people fail to remember, every new connection request that is accepted by you, LinkedIn automatically sends them a push notification to subscribe to your newsletter. So now they're getting extra nurtured. So what I do is I always go into my newsletter followers and I'll send two or three thank you for subscribing messages to my new subscribers. You know, hey, Nancy, just wanted to say thank you so much for subscribing to my newsletter, LinkedIn Tips and Updates. I hope you find it helpful and of service. If I could be of any help to you in any way, don't hesitate to reach out. And they may respond back, you know, Scott, love your newsletter. Thank you so much. You know, you can do a topic on this, blah, blah, blah. Now, again, the door of conversation is open. Now, it then brings up the question, well, Scott, when is it okay for me to ask for a call? I believe now what's most beneficial as far as messaging on LinkedIn is not sending an outbound message to an ideal client. It's most appropriate to send an outbound ask for a call message to a business ally. And the reason why is that they are on there for the same reason as you. They are on there to network, to connect, and find opportunities or ways to collaborate. So if Nancy was a power partner of mine or a business ally, I would absolutely then ask for a call upon being connected. You know, hey, Nancy, saw that you're a business podcaster, as am I. Would love to hear about what you're working on, share more about what I'm working on, and how we can mutually support each other here on LinkedIn. Anytime for a call or a Zoom this or next week. That is more appropriate than just the blanketed message to someone that is a quote unquote supposed to be an ideal client of yours. People are getting pitched and sold to too much on LinkedIn now that they are apprehensive more than ever to get on any calls. So just forewarning, if you are being told that it is a numbers game, you just got a message, and you're going to start booking calls. No, could not be further from the truth. It's not working anymore. I've done a ton of research. It doesn't work. And the goal that you should have is booking one new connect call a day. If you can book 3 to 5 new connect calls a week that are derived from a potential ideal client and a business ally, and you do that week in, week out, month in, month out, year in, year out, you will be good as gold. Nance, any other thoughts?
No, I mean,
okay, so
I would say no. No, I mean, really, I think you covered it. You did a wonderful job.
Well, there you go. I have gotten approval from my wife that I do know what I'm talking about, so I do appreciate that. But it's the truth. You know, there is a ton of misconceptions right now as far as messaging on LinkedIn. And we're going to obviously dive into that a little bit deeper and in a more visual context in our workshop. So that's why we really highly encourage you to sign up. And again, the link to register for our 5-day Amateur to Expert LinkedIn workshop from January 22nd to the 26th is in the description of this episode. So you're going to learn all about messaging and more. So we do hope to see you there. So everyone, we hope you enjoyed today's episode. Love and gratitude, and we'll talk to you next time. Thank you so much for checking out today's episode. If you could, please support this podcast by hopping over to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or any place that you're listening to this. Leave us a rating and review. Let us know what you loved most and what you would like to hear more of. But also, if you would like to learn how to take your business to the next level, whether it's using LinkedIn or working directly with myself and Nancy in our intimate group coaching programs, you can head over to www.thetimetogrow.com or scottaron.net to learn more. Thank you again for your support, love and gratitude, and I'll talk to you soon. Thank you.